But if we have to, if we get a good deal on one where we can build one, we can do that too.
I think we ought to buy it. Not. For us to build one, how long is that going to take?
Use the way to go. All put together and ready to drill.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Okay. I'll start looking. MJ's been looking. Let's see what we can come up with over the next month or so.
Okay.
See what we can do. As long as all this is approved, we might as well try and get this money spent. I hate to say that, but...
Well, we need to spend it before the state makes us give it back to the taxpayers.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing I'm thinking about. But I think we're rolling the dice every year.
Yeah.
With hoping the fire season's not going to be bad.
Exactly. We don't have
We've got to quit rolling the dice on this.
Yeah, especially with the drought.
Yeah.
Exactly. If this is a bad winter, we get a lot of snow, then great. Maybe we won't have the dryness we did this year. But we got to quit taking chances.
Yeah.
Let's get it done.
Okay.
If we have the money, let's do it.
I agree. Great. On a different subject, I spoke with Teresa a couple of days ago, and she wanted me to tell you all that Clay is being operated on today.
He's already been operated on.
Oh, has he? Okay. How did it turn out?
Turned out good.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Yeah. Is that another heart operation?
Yes.
His main artery had to be up. Yeah, his main artery was clogged.
Jesus.
So they took care of that. He said... He's doing good.
Yeah, Teresa said they were putting a stent in, Dave.
Yeah.
That's right. Good.
Yeah, you know, he had his heart operated on a year or so ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And made a miraculous recovery.
Yep.
So he ought to come out of this one strong, too, we hope.
Yeah, he will. He'll keep playing down. Yep.
Anyway, okay. Then back to the budget. Previous page. So that takes care of our revenue items and the capital item, and then these expenditures we went through that we're anticipating for next year. So unless any of those sparked an interest in maybe making a change, we can go ahead and approve this budget.
I don't have any changes. I just think we need to start getting stuff ordered.
Okay.
Yeah. I have no changes either.
Okay. Yeah, it's noted. We'll get it done. So.
Okay.
You need a motion to approve?
I need a motion to approve the financial reports, including the budget for 2026.
Okay. I make a motion to approve the budget for 2026 and the financial report.
Need a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Paul, one item that we're not budgeting for, unless the board here decides differently, is the idea of the Wi-Fi service with Starlink. Mary Jane looked into that. And we don't qualify. The only thing we qualify for is the business version, and it's very expensive. She just couldn't, in good conscience, recommend it to the board compared to what we're paying now.
Why did we qualify for first responders or something like that? Nothing like that.
She couldn't get anything out of them except the $2,500 for equipment. And an outrageous monthly fee. And I don't know the details, but she can give it to you in May when we meet, or when you all talk with her next. By the way, she's in Las Vegas. We had a cousin that passed away, and Mary Jane's the executor. And so she's meeting with the attorneys and got three kids who are clamoring down her throat. So she's got a mess there to settle.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sounds like it.
Yeah. So anyway, she's against Starlink, unless one of you feels that we should go forward with it. And if you do, I can get better numbers.
Well, it's just going to be that much.
I guess. I don't know. I just can't believe that it's that high.
Well, Dave, why don't I get some more information on it?
I'll look into it. I've got it down here in Las Vegas. I got it up there also. So I'll just get to that. I'll look into it and see what I can find out.
Yeah, it's the business version.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you. See, we can't get a residential version there because of that. There's no difference between residential and business.
I know. It's just the amount, right?
It's just the fee. There's no difference in service. I mean, having my house, having my boat, having my that's the cabin. I mean, you know, it's not. And I no other charge, no bigger charge for my boat than for my house and my cabin.
Yeah, I've got it too. I'm paying $120 a month.
Yeah, I'm paying $59 down here a month. That's what we pay down here. So it's much cheaper in Las Vegas because they're trying to roll up the market.
Oh, I see. I say it's cheaper. Jeez.
And
oh, it is fantastic. Okay, well, we'll leave this open.
Okay.
And if you decide to do it, we'll just fit it into this existing budget, and because we built quite a pretty good cushion here in some of these expenditure items. I think we would be able to squeeze it in.
Okay.
Off the subject, but another question I had was: we had a conversation last time we met about something about us absorbing or being part of the Penguins Lake Fire Department.
Right.
Is that still moved forward? Is that dead? Or what's the story with that thing?
I think Mary Jane put.
I'm not for that.
Mary Jane took us off the table.
Good.
And I mean, I don't think they've resolved their issues.
Well.
But she's willing to help and be available and all that, but she doesn't want to take on the formal. And integrate it in with this fire district.
They got problems.
Right. We don't need responsibility of that area.
We don't need their problems.
Right, exactly.
It's been kind of a dysfunctional situation over there for years.
It's terrible. It's,
I don't know what it is, but it's we don't want it.
Well, we hit that for years, too. We corrected it. They corrected it internally.
That's right. That's what we did, Dave.
Yep. That's fine. I just wanted to be sure we weren't thinking about doing something like that, but that would be a death knell for us.
Okay.
Something like that. We don't have the ability or the people to do it.
Well, I think we're all on the same page, and I know
all
Mary
right.
Jane is.
Good. That's all we need to know. Good. Thank you.
And then Paul, the next thing was the consideration of a fourth meeting, and you know, we can actually bring this up because we only have four of us here today. At the May meeting, because I know you were primarily wanting it for the summer months.
Well, I think the problem we run into is the gaps between the meetings. If we need to make, like, trying to get this slide in, we're approving money in May, and then our next meeting is in September, and there's that gap in there is creating problems on how we can get things purchased, get things approved, and get things going.
Yeah. Well, as chairman, Paul, you can call a meeting any time you want. All you need to do is give formal notice, a 24 hours notice, because I have to post an agenda for that meeting 24 hours in advance of the meeting.
Okay.
And so you can do it anytime you want, really.
Okay, you know, my opinion, we talked about it before and we all kind of informally agreed on it, but let's push that until May and I'll bring it back up in May.
Okay.
It's going to depend a little bit on how our purchases are going. You know, I hate pushing things off to the next meeting, off to the next month, off to the next year.
Right.
When we need to get stuff done, we need to get it done right freaking now.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah, sure. And I think you know, when we talked about this last time, everybody was, I think, okay with it.
Right.
And we don't really need a board approval on it unless you want to just formalize a date and just have a meeting anyway. But I think this is something that is a kind of an emergency thing you want to have the ability to solve, and you do have that option right now.
Well, I think we need to have the meeting, even if we just go over, you know, a short meeting to go over what's going on, figure out where the purchaser are at, if there's any information that's come in, you know, how they change radio, you know, we're going to a whole new radio system that we have, but we need to have that stuff available to talk about when it comes.
Yeah. The summer months are the busy months. Well, right. we'll put this back on in May, and then
okay.
we'll take it from there, Paul.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All
so,
right.
So the last item is the board meeting schedule for next year. Saturday, May 3rd, that's Memorial Day weekend, 2026. Sunday, September 5th, which is the day after the Pancake Breakfast Labor Day weekend fundraiser. Saturday, November 7th. Now, I know that's late in November. We could move that a week up, and then I could just deal with the county treasurer. I've already told her that, boy, once November 1st hits up there, the weather could and sometimes does really close in.
Yeah.
But she needs time to get the property tax notices out, and then a few weeks after that for people to, you know, get on their schedule if they want to come to this meeting, because this meeting is on that property tax notice, property tax bill.
And well, I mean, if we do it by Zoom, it's fine.
Yeah, we could do that too, Dave. We could just plan on having a group. And I found out it's not, at least the one I'm used to, the FaceTime group chat, it is not available in this zip code area. But we could do something from Las Vegas.
Yeah, we could set up a Zoom meeting. I got my guys can set up a Zoom meeting or a Teams meeting or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
It's not hard. My guys can do that without a problem.
Oh, that'd be great, Dave. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we don't have to worry about the weather. And right. if we're here, we're here. If we're not, you know, we could be available through the Zoom.
Yeah, telephone, we could do it.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. I'll just need a date. When we get the hard date, I'll give it to my guys. I'll set it up. Notify everybody's phone number and email. We'll set it up and get it done.
Well,
we can actually do it video conference. You can see it on your computer.
Okay, I can give you all that. And right as of today, it's November 7th.
Okay.
November 7th. Okay. Next year.
And then we could change that. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, we got plenty of time.
Okay.
Figure it out.
Okay. This doesn't require a vote, so.
No.
Okay. Paul, you still okay?
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. I don't have anything else.
Okay, guys.
So.
All right.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You got two phones.